Okay, let's get started. A number of guys have asked about yesterday's shiur and maybe getting a quick recap of how the sugya is learnt according to both Rav Chaigon and Rashi. First of all, the one glaring hole in my elaboration of the sugya was that I divided the sugya into three parts, and I told you how Rashi reads parts 1, 2, and 3, and how Rav Chaigon reads parts 2 and 3. But I never went through how Rav Chaigon reads part one of the sugya, and to be totally honest, I'm not 100% sure how he reads part one of the sugya. The Gemara in part one, if you recall, is all about the idea of being marchik the chafifa from the tevila, even when both in cases where it's necessary to do so because of Shabbos and Yantif in between, and in cases where it's not necessary to do so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure the Shiltos is cited in the Beis Yosef. It's quoted by Tosos, it's quoted by all the Rishonim. So this is it's a pretty famous sheet of the Shiltos.
I don't think it's word for word though.
What's that?
I don't think the Shiltos is quoted word for word.
Is that quoted
word
for
word? I looked at the Shiltos inside, and it's not the same thing exactly, but it's the same idea.
Okay. So that first part of the sugya doesn't really seem to conform to the Shiltos at all. I mean, the way Rashi understands the Gemara. Yeah. Gabe, what?
I didn't follow the full cheshbon, but I think that Nitziv suggests that the Shiltos thought the first part of the sugya was only talking about the Taros and not the Nida.
Ah, so that's what you'd have to say. So I was going to give a couple of suggestions that either we reject in the later part of the sugya whatever it said in the first part of the sugya, meaning we reject it lahalacha, or it's not even Baba Cheshbon lahalacha because it doesn't relate to Nida Labaila. It only relates L'taharos, and that's the whole question of whether you need chafifa b'chlal when it comes to taharos, or if chafifa was a takana miyuchedes specifically for a nida. So you have to say something like that, because otherwise it really doesn't seem to fit very well according to the she'iltos. Because again, if you recall, the whole first part of the sugya was about how far one could be marchik the chafifa from the tevila under regular circumstances and under circumstances where there's a Shabbos or Yom Tov in between. But according to the Shiltos, what do you mean? Don't be marchik at all. Who cares how many days of Shabbos or Yom Tov there are in between? You have 3 days of Yom Tov in between? Fine, still do the chafif at night. That's when you're supposed to do the chafif anyway. Adarabah, it will still be lechavchila. You could still do the chafif at night. So that first part of the sugya doesn't fit well, doesn't fit neatly, certainly, with the she'iltos. Okay, the second part of the sugya,
I thought the answer might be that the bottom tosus in Samech Chesmer Aleph, which says that I thought we said this as an answer for Rashi, that the case where she did the chafifa on Erev Shabbos for a Motzi Shabbos Tevila was speaking about a case where Motzi Shabbos was also Yantif. That should also work for the Shiltos.
But that's not going to work for the Rishon and Chamishi, no? Right, meaning the case the Gemara spoke about, where that even in Rishon and Chamishi, because Atu Matzoi 3 days of Yantif, so there is no, then it can't be that the Matzoi was on Yantif itself.
Well, we pass in Shekain Lo Amrina in that Gemara, no?
Yeah, in Achinami, but even the discussion of that case itself wouldn't even make sense according to the Shiltos. Meaning we said that, what did the Gemara say? That Isha Chafefes Becha B'Shabbos of Tevels B'Chamisha B'Shabbos Shekein Isha Chafefes Be'erev Shabbos of Tevels Matzai Shneyem Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah Shechal Lios Achar Shabbos. And the Gemara distinguished, so then Rav Chista distinguished between Efshar and Lo Efshar. And Rav Yemer says, Afilu Shekeinami Amrinan, except for when there's the 3-day difference, right? Except for when you have the Matzai Shnei Yom Tov. So we paskin like Hilchsa Krav Chisuk to Mitaritz of Yemar, but the whole discussion doesn't even make sense according to the Shiltos. What do you mean? Anything, it's automatically going to be the best way. It's going to be the Lechachila de Kedin of doing the Chafifa Dafka then. So, I don't know. So, anyway, so that's what we were going through yesterday, the difference between the She'iltos and Rashi in all three parts of the Gemara. I think more important is just in terms of how it plays out lahalacha. So I just wanted to fill in that gaping hole, and not really fill it in, but just sort of acknowledge that I didn't fill it in, of how the She'iltos would understand that first part of the Gemara. Moving along, though, in the She'iltos, moving along in this discussion, so again, we saw that Rashi holds the Chathila, ideally the Chafifa should be done by Yom, because Rashi's primary concern is one of Mahuma Lebesa, and the She'iltos holds that no, it should dafka be done by Laila, and the She'iltos seems to be taking the line of Hei Chofefes B'Yom V'Tovelis B'Laila Habina Tekef L'Chafifa Tevila V'Leka, he seems to take that very literally. And the idea of chafefes biyom is only when it's efshar to be chafefes b'layla, like we said, when the tevila is on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and then it's efshar to be tovelis b'layla. We pointed out that even though this is the shita of the she'iltos, and that's what it's famous for, it's also shitas harambam and shitas harif and shitas harashba. And then we went through the Tur and the Bach and their understanding of what it means that it's mutav, that according to the she'iltos it's mutav that the chafifa be done b'layla, and according to Rashi it's mutav that the chafifa be done b'yom. Are we saying that either one is okay, but just one is preferred over the other, or is it just a statement of competing values in the nature of this halacha? I think the last thing we mentioned was the Ramban, right, where the Ramban clearly paskins like the She'iltos, but also says that it does work if you're chafefes mi ba'od yom. I just want to maybe make another couple of points in the She'iltos before we get to the compromise approach. The She'iltos writes that if it's nizdamina tevila b'lel Shabbos, that if a woman has a tevila on lel Shabbos where she's not able to comb, she's not able to do the chafifa, so she should be chafefes b'yom v'tovelis b'layla. She could do the chafifa during the day. I mean, the She'iltos writes explicitly that if she can't do the chafifa at night, so she'll do it during the day and she'll go to the mikveh at night. Va'afilu im chamishi v'shishi b'shabbos heim yomim tovim she'ena yicholu lachvos chafefes b'erev yom tov v'tovelis b'lel Shabbos mishum she'tvila b'zmana mitzvah. So it's that those last few words that cause a lot of discussion in the Rishonim. The She'iltos writes that there's a 3-day yantif, like we're going, right? It's going to be 3-day, yeah, like we're going to have Pesach, 3-day yantif. So a woman has a chafifa on Thursday afternoon, right? On Wednesday afternoon, right? That's how it works, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So on Wednesday afternoon, she does a chafifa, and her lel tevila is Friday night. Oh, by the way, Agav, that was the major discussion. That was the major shaila we were discussing, the five towns Rabbanim were discussing today. Rav Shechter wrote a tshuva. I don't remember if he publicized this one yet. I think he did, about women showering after the mikveh. Did we discuss this? So Rav Shechter wrote that since the whole thing of not showering after the mikveh is only a minhag, considering all the fears that women have nowadays, that they can shower right after the mikveh. They can go home and take a warm shower right afterwards, and we can encourage that, and that's perfectly fine. We asked Rav Asher Weiss the same question, and he also said the same thing, and he pointed out, Rav Asher pointed out, I don't remember if we added that to Rav Shechter's tshuva. I don't remember what his, did this tshuva get out there yet? Anyone? No, it didn't get out there yet? Oh, so we'll get out there today or tomorrow. But the Rav Moshe has a tshuva where Rav Moshe says that if a woman is an istinus, she can shower after the mikveh. So Rav Asher said, Kal v'chomer, if a woman, Rav Moshe is mekel on an istinus, so Kal v'chomer, you're going to be mekel. And that's something that that comes up. My wife was teaching a kala not that long ago, where the idea of going into a public, into a pool of water that is not, you know, something that only she has gone into. She has severe OCD, and was something that was going to really, really cause her a lot of problems. So she asked whether she's allowed to shower after the mikveh. So we had to rely on that Tshuvas Rav Moshe. So Rav Asher Weiss thought, Kal v'chomer, a woman who's concerned about the coronavirus can, even though the CDC says it doesn't get passed through the water and everything else, you know, if you look carefully at the way the CDC says anything, they don't really say anything. They say there is no evidence that it gets passed through the water, which means, you know, they're afraid to say that it doesn't because they don't know anything. You know, they were telling us a couple of weeks ago that it doesn't really affect you if you're under 50, and now I got a guy my age and from my shul who's on a ventilator. You know, like and we're finding this all over the place. I'm under 50, by the way, just to. So you have all. They don't really know anything. So because they don't really know anything, they can't really. And they're learning new things about this virus every single day. So that's where Shachter was making that women could shower. So the five towns Rabbanim were having a whole diyun. What if a woman goes to the mikvah on Friday night? Can she shower after the mikvah if she goes to the mikvah on Friday night? So cold shower, okay. Yeah, if she takes a freezing cold shower, probably. But she's not going to want to take a freezing cold shower, and probably doesn't accomplish what she wants to accomplish anyway. Probably you need warm water to really wash yourself off. Plus, to have people showering on Friday night, even if you suggest that it be a cold shower, the chances that they're not going to use soap and then they're not going to use any warm water, you're dealing with potential malachos da'oraisa that are going to be done. So a number of the rabbanim were saying, what do you mean? If she's so terrified, let her go the next night. Why would she go Friday night? Let her go on. I can't imagine anyone's really going Friday night nowadays. I don't know. I'd be surprised if the mikvah's particularly busy on Friday night. But let her go the next night. Let her go on Motzai Shabbos. So other rabbanim were saying, what do you mean? You have to tevila bizman a mitzvah. She should go dafka and, you know, when it's the time, even if it means that. And then she could take it. One of the rabbanim was saying, and then she could take a hot shower. It's just like the Balamar and the Ramban with doing a mila on Shabbos, where, you know, the discussion about if you don't have hot water prepared, can you do the mila on Shabbos and then prepare the hot water afterwards because the baby is a cholosh yesh basakana. I thought that was a little bit of a stretch to link that machlokas balamar ramban to this case. You know, when the baby's an actual cholosh yesh basakana, sayin achinami. So that's a question. Do you do the mitzvah now and say, okay, now I have the mitzvah smila, so I'm going to do the mitzvah now, and then in the eventuality that is a cholosh yesh basakana, so then I have a requirement to heat up water for the baby. But to say that it's a sakana, that she has to take a shower after the mikvah, it's not a sakana. It's liyisuvei daita, because she's nervous about it. So if a woman feels that she needs to take a shower after the mikvah, I don't think we could allow that on a Friday night. I think we would just recommend that she would go the following night. But anyway, so back into our discussion.
She had to use liquid soap?
She could theoretically, if she wants to use freezing cold water, she could theoretically use liquid soap. I just don't know how wise it is as a public policy to suggest that, because chances are she won't want to. You know, she'll take a yantif shower. She's not gonna take freezing cold water. She'll say lukewarm, like yantif, not realizing. A lot of people may not be such lamdanim and poskim to realize that the lukewarm water on Yantif is not a malacha d'oraisa, but on Shabbos it is a malacha d'oraisa. So it's much more problematic.
Could she leave a lukewarm shower running from before Shabbos and just not turn it on?
So then you're only dealing with the Drabanan. Then you're dealing with the Drabanan, you know, because then it's just a Gezeres HaBalanim. I still don't see. I just think as a public policy, maybe, but as a public policy, I don't think it makes sense.
Rashi, just a question.
Yeah.
Isn't that going against, meaning Schechter and Ginos Eglis, right, said if a
Oh,
woman,
you were the one that asked him this year, right, Isaac? Yeah.
Shari said, Patalama Freya.
Yeah, so in his tshuva he writes, Ayin Ginas Egos, and then he says, but the whole thing's only a minhag. So in Ginas Egos he explains the minhag in a very strong way to the point that it's going to possible with tefillah. But he says the whole thing's only a minhag. So we're willing to be makil.
You wouldn't be able to make with the what's it called, the lukewarm water, if you're doing, if it's a, you can rely on the fact that it's a shower and it's not a bath, then maybe doing aver
No,
rather
because that
than
doesn't
doing
help the fact that you're
lupo.
being mevashel mayim. You're actually being
No, but
mevashel.
if it's done in advance, if the hot water was turned,
So
lukewarm
again,
water was turned on in advance,
all
like
of
Dave said.
that is a worthy halachic discussion, but as a public policy is a disaster, I think. Meaning, if you leave on the water in advance, so ein hachinami. So then there's a worthy halachic discussion whether this should be docha the dinim derabanan. But as a public policy, it's undoubtedly going to lead to Yisurim
Could I, as a yachid, ask a shaila to my local rabbi and, with my understanding of the sugya, explain it very carefully to my wife, to if that were to come up?
If that were to come up to leave it on Friday night, so you could always ask a shaila and see what they say. Shai said he was going to ask his father for some follow-up on that. Maybe we'll have to include that in the tshuva because if people are asking, about the Friday night element, so we should probably figure out a way to account for that in Rav Schechter's tshuva. So, all right, stay tuned. Maybe you'll see it. Maybe it'll be incorporated when it gets released. Whoa, that was a. If the doctor's in the hospital and gets home on Shabbos, can he shower to wash off any possible contagions with hot water? What would the guidelines be? What about taking a bath using water heated before Shabbos? Also, how does the ability to leave the house water running from before Shabbos factor into this? Rav Yitzchak Gnach. Answer of Willig. Oh, the guidelines I had seen in the past from the CDC is that everyone must wash with soap and lather for at least 20 seconds, very carefully washing all parts of the hands, but there's no need for hot water. Last night I just saw that Johns Hopkins said it is better to use warm hot water. If you want to do that, leave the hot water on from before Shabbos with a small leak. I haven't seen anyone say the need for a bath unless doctors say otherwise. Where was that from, David?
This was
They
from.
have this website now where they're posting lots of Willig shilas.
Yeah, Rav Harrigan put together a website with all the collected
Yeah.
shilas.
So this is, and this word for word, this because
Copy and
I
paste it.
saw some of the earlier versions of what Rav Tarrigan was posting, and I found some of it to be like shorthand and but okay,
This is what I copied from the website.
right, okay. All right, very interesting. Yeah, so these are, that's a serious shot, but I think there's a big difference between a doctor coming from a COVID, hospital where it's crawling with the virus, and a woman coming back from a pristine mikveh that is disinfected after each and every usage, in coming from water that's been treated, chule, I think there's a big difference between the two. Healthcare workers are mamish. It's a miracle that they're not all infected. They're mamish on the front lines and dealing with this constantly. It's really unbelievable. We were discussing with Rav Asher Weiss yesterday about there were some doctors and nurses. Most of them are heroes, and some are saying that they're afraid. They don't want to go into work. Can they lie and tell their bosses that they have symptoms if they don't really have symptoms, as a way of avoiding having to go into work? It's scary. A lot of them are actually very, very scared. Rav Asher Weiss, by the way, said that they cannot do that unless, he said, if there's someone that they live with in their home who is particularly in danger, meaning someone who has a bad immune system or something like that, he thought that in that case, to protect, they don't have to sacrifice their own family in order to do those jobs. But he thought in general, every society has to have people that are willing to take some level of risk to do certain jobs, like a police force, firefighters, and in this case, healthcare workers, in this case, doctors and nurses, and that a society can't function unless there are people that are willing to take that level of risk, unless there's at least some people that are willing to take that level of risk, and that's part of what you're signing up for when you sign up for those jobs. Okay.
Did he say that?
He said that yesterday, but he's written it, I believe, in a number of tshuvas. I think in some of his tshuvas about, he has a number of tshuvas about taking risks upon yourself in general, in the context of kidney donation and some other tshuvas. And essentially what he says is that it really depends on the level of risk, whether it's mutter for you to do it, that if it's a very tiny chance of risk, then it's mutter to take that risk. If it's a very high chance of risk, it's usser to take the risk, but with the caveat that every society needs firefighters and police officers and soldiers, v'chule v'chule, and therefore that's exactly what you're signing up for when you take those jobs. So he has written that in a number of places. I don't have the Mar Makomos on hand, but he's definitely written about this. Anyway, back to our shiltos, yeah. So says the shiltos. We got two words into it so far. So says the shiltos that if a woman is going to have a tevila on Friday night and it's a 3-day yantar for something, so she's going to be doing the chafifa on Wednesday afternoon. You can do that. The shiltos is willing to allow that because tevila bismana mitzvah. So the Ravid in Balei HaNefesh and Shara HaTevila, Simen Gimel, Sivkat and Vav, he says that the implication is that if you don't hold Tevila Bizmana Mitzvah, like Bizmanenu, where we don't have Tevila Bizmana Mitzvah, then there would be no heter, according to the Sheiltos, for a woman to use the mikvah on Friday night if she can't have Tekef L'Chafifa Tevila. Meaning if it's going to be a 3-day yantif, let's say this next week when it's going to be a 3-day yantif, if a woman has a Friday night tevila and she does her chafifa on Wednesday, no good. The shiltos only allows it because he says tevila bismana mitzvah, because you have tevila bismana mitzvah, but nowadays we don't have tevila bismana mitzvah anyway. So then it shouldn't be allowed. We shouldn't allow such a distance between the chafifa and the tevila. So that's what the Ravid writes. However, the Beis Yosef points out that from the stimas lashon of all the other Rishonim and all the poskim, it sounds that even Bizman Hazeh were Tovelas B'Shabbos, and even the She'iltos really implies this, because the She'iltos lived after Rabbi Zeira, right? It was after Chumras Rabbi Zeira was already accepted. So Tevila Bizman HaMitzvah was a ship that had long since sailed. It was, it was something that we no longer do anyway, even in the times of the She'iltos. So he must have been using Tevila Bizman HaMitzvah as like a melitza. Like we've seen before, that Tevila Bizman HaMitzvah means that for mitzvahs ona, for mitzvahs peruvu, that's what he must have meant by Tevila Bizman HaMitzvah. The Ravid, Agav, the Ravid mentions an additional concern with tiveling on Shabbos, and the Ravid says that she's going to be sochet b'seyar, that she's going to squeeze out her hair. The Miri points out that the Gemara never really mentions that concern. It's unlikely that the reason it's omitted from the Gemara is because all the women in the times of the Gemara were Hasidish women that shaved their hair, that shaved their heads or whatever, or had very, very short hair. So, but the Gemara doesn't mention this concern of Schita B'Seir. In fact, the Beis Yosef points out, this whole discussion happens here in the Beis Yosef, points out that in Shabbos Daf Nun Zayin, the Gemara implies that women are Tovelas B'Shabbos and that there's no concern of Schita B'Seir. That ain't Schita B'Seir. Schita B'Seir is not really a thing. It's not an Isser. So in the Madana Yom Tov on the Rush in Hilchos Mikvaos, it's quoted here in the Shirei Tahara and Oschaf Aleph, the Shirei Tahara and Oschaf Aleph quotes Madana Yom Tov, that even though the Beis Yosef himself writes in Hilchos Shabbos that there is an Isser Derabanan of Schita B'Seyar. You know, over here in Kuvtzadi Tas, Beis Yosef writes, we're not so worried, Schita ain't Schita B'Seyar. There is no such thing as Schita B'Seyar, and that's why we're not worried about this Ravid telling a woman not to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, because of Schita B'Seyar. Ain't Schita B'Seyar. There is no such concern of Schita B'Seyar. So the Madana Yom Tov points out, what are you talking about? You, the Beis Yosef yourself, in Hilchos Shabbos, say that there is an Isser Derabanan of Schita B'Seyar. It's true the Gemara says ain't Schita B'Seyar. That means Midaraisa. But Midrabanan, there's still a concern of Schita B'Seyar. So the Shiur HaTorah explains, B'Shem the Madani Yom Tov, that he means to say that since Schita B'Seyar is only Midrabanan, they wouldn't be Maimidivreim Levatel Mitzvah Ono Mitzvah Piri Verivya. Meaning that because there is this not actual Tevila B'Zmana Mitzvah, but there is the Mitzvah Ono and there is the Mitzvah Piri Verivya, for a Chashash Schita B'Seyar, not that we're telling her she's allowed to do Schita B'Seyar, but for a Chashash that she's going to, if she's Tovelis, she might come to squeeze out her hair, which itself is only an Issa D'Rabbanan, for a Chashash that it might lead to Schita B'Seyar, they're not going to be so concerned. So that's one point I wanted to bring out from the She'iltos, the Inyan of Tevila B'Zmana Mitzvah, and whether you're actually allowed to do a Tevila on Friday night. Another point to bring out is the Rambam. The Rambam, in the second parak of Hilchos Mikvaos, the Rambam writes, Im efshar la lachuf b'layla v'litvol miyad, take off the chafifa, raise a meshubach, like the shiltos. Better to do the chafifa at night. But the Rambam writes, "Ubishas hadchak, o mipnei hacholi, chofefes hafilu berav Shabbos v'tovelis l'motzoi Shabbos." If there's a shas hadchak or makom choli where she's unable to do the chafifa at night, she could do chafifa at day. And then the Rambam says, and not only that, she could do chafifa a day earlier if that's what it would take. Meaning, if it's a motzoi Shabbos tevila, she could do chafifa on erev Shabbos. So what the Rambam is doing is really paraphrasing the Gemara's efshar, right? The Gemara says when it's efshar, so then you could do the chafifa earlier. But he's just expanding the efshar. Efshar doesn't only mean that it's Shabbos or Yontif on the Lel Tevila, and that's why you can't do a chafifa. Efshar means dochak or choli, and the Beis Yosef elaborates that the dochak would include mipnei adchak. The Beis Yosef writes means she efshar limtzo mayim chamim belel tevila, she's traveling and there is no available hot water. Omefarshim biyam v'lo yotzla mayim chamim ba'os alayla. Oshagoyim yesh lem ba'os alayla ayid she'ena manichim lahadik esh b'shum bayis o izon es acher. Or maybe there's some rule that the goyim have that you're not allowed to light a fire anywhere because of their holiday or something. So, there's a choli shamayim cham mazikin la be'es onas hisarudus hacholi, or maybe there's some sort of illness that hot water will be damaging to her. V'yodim shabalel tevilasa hua ona dekivan de'ef shalasos be'inyanacher yicholu lahakdim lachuf kodem atvila. So that's what the Beis Yosef points out from the Rambam, that yes, the Rambam paskins like the She'iltos, and the Rambam reads the Gemara like the She'iltos, that efshar, that you only do the chafifa b'yom when you can't do the chafifa b'layla, because layla is Shabbos or Yantiv, but there are other circumstances where you can't do chafifa b'layla, and they would be just as good, and the She'iltos would say in those cases as well, you could do the chafifa b'yom. The Taz, in Sifkat and Vav, points out that's true both according to Rashi and the She'iltos, meaning, oh, they both would say that the preferred time for chafifa are just that, they're preferences, but they are not requirements if the preferred time can't work. Meaning we're willing to paskin, says the Taz, like either Rashi or the She'iltos, when we can't satisfy both of them. Now, speaking of satisfying both of them, this is what I said we were going to get to today. The Rush and Tosos say that the best minhag, the best practice to observe, is to be chofefes biyom vishohos bebeis hamerchatz ad halayla. And that satisfies both opinions. Start the chafifa biyom and keep it going until layla. And Tosos implies that she doesn't even have to be doing chafifa the entire time. She just can't leave the merchatz until it's nighttime. That's how Tosos sounds like. Whereas the Rush sounds like that no, she should keep the chafifa going. That find more things to do, that so that the chafifa stretches all the way until the night. And that's recommended in Shulchan Aruch. It's obviously not always practical, but if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Siv Gimel, Chafifa Tzricha Lios L'Chadchila Samuch L'Tvi Lasa, like the Shilto says, V'Aminag HaKosher Shetaschi Lachuf Miba'od Yom. Let her start the Chafifa Miba'od Yom, V'Osekes B'Chafifa Ad Shetechshach. And she should stay engaged in Chafifa until dark, V'Oz Titbol, V'Chein Minag Kosher Shavu B'Shechaf, and then he goes on to carrying the comb as well. But that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, as far as the next part of what the Shulchan Aruch says, v'chein min hakasher, he says sha'af al pi shechafefa tisa ima misrak lebeis hatvila v'tisrok sham, that she should carry a comb with her to the Beis HaTevila and comb her hair over there. That comes, both Tosos and the Rush quote, that Yesha Machmiro Salatzman to do that. That even if they did a Chafifa Bebesam, they carry a comb to the Beis HaTevila to comb Samuch Mamish LeTevila. So the Shach just points out that the minug is not only that, the minug is beyond that. The minug is also to wash again at the mikveh too, meaning the minig is not only to comb again at the mikveh, says the Shach, the minig is also to wash again at the mikveh, and that's why in pretty much every mikveh up until this COVID-19 disaster that we're suffering through, the practice of almost every mikveh is that they require women to shower again when they get to the mikveh. They don't make them do their whole bath at the mikveh. They could do the bath at home, but at least to take a shower when they get to the mikveh. That's in fulfillment of the minhag of the Shach, which is a step beyond the minhag of the Rush and Tosvos that the Shulchan Aruch quotes of Yesh Machmiros Alatzman. Many of the mikvahs are requesting that even if the woman is doing everything at home, she should at least bring a comb with her to fulfill at least this minhag that's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. I think we mentioned in the past, there's a tshuva in the Shvos Yaakov in Chelek Beis, Simen Ayin Ches, where he thinks that this minhag is a raya, that combing is not an absolute requirement of the chafifa, that chafifa doesn't really mean combing. Remember, we had a whole discussion, it feels like so long ago because I took off a week in the middle, but we had this whole discussion of whether combing is part of the word chafifa means combing, or the word chafifa means like scraping and other things. So the Shvos Yaakov says, look, the lashon that the Rush and the Tosos have and the Shulchan Aruch has is that yesh machmiros, that there are those that are machmiros to comb at the mikveh. So you see that combing must not be meikar adin. But the other post can point out that that's not a good raya at all. The machmiros part is not the fact that they would comb at all. The machmiros part is the fact that they would comb a second time. But of course the chafifa is combing. That's what the definition of chafifa is. No, the machmiros is that even though they combed already at home, they would comb again. Yeah, combing is a problem on Shabbos, right? You wouldn't be able to comb on Shabbos. All the combing would have to be done before Shabbos. Now, what if you can't do the compromise approach? You're not able, the most common case, it's not the case where Moshe deals with, where the compromise approach of starting right before Ben HaShemashos and continuing the Chafifa through the Ben HaShemashos until Tzeis HaKochavim, the most common case where it's not practical is like during the winter time, and a woman has a job, or she's in school, or she has other things, she has a life, she can't just drop everything at 4 p.m. and say, gotta stop now because Shkia is at 4:30, and then just do a whole bath at that point. Rav Moshe in the Tshuva in Yordei Chelek Beis Siman Pei Aleph was talking about a different case, which is fascinating to me. He's talking about a case where the mikveh doesn't open till too late, meaning if you were to do the whole chafifa at the mikveh, which he clearly assumes is the preference, right? He clearly assumes that the preference is to do the entire chafifa at the mikveh, but he says that if the mikveh opens very late, so what do you sacrifice? Do you sacrifice doing the entire chafifa at the mikveh, or do you sacrifice this minhag kosher of doing the chafifa at this ideal time? Eich adif im lasus a chafifa bebayis biyom velelich l'sham kedei litvol betchilas halayla v'ukepir shrashi nida dav samaches diyoser tov laharcha kachafifa ketsas milasus hachafifa belayla sheishlach shemum in the base of lotach of shapir. Is it better to do like Rashi, which he's assuming if you're doing the chafifa at home, it means you're doing it by yom, you're doing it during the day, and you're doing like Rashi? Olasus hachafifa belayla bebeisa tevila kadesh tia samach mamish letevilasa. Or is it better to do the chafifa belayla? Now I would have argued, what are you talking about? There's a false narrative he's making over here. That's not really the choice. Meaning, if she's the mikvah opens up late and she starts the chafifa by yom and then continues the chafifa, yeah, she takes a 5-minute break while she's in the car driving to the mikvah, but then she continues the chafifa at the mikvah. That's still a fulfillment of what Tosfos and the Rush and what the Shulchan Aruch says the minhag kosher is. That's still a fulfillment of both Rashi and the She'iltos. But Moshe seems to be assuming that it's not, that as soon as you leave wherever it is that you did your chafifa, so that's it. So that chafifa is over. So you were doing the chafifa at home, and you stopped the chafifa at home, and it was still Oda Yom Gadol, it was still, not yet Shkia, so then you're a Rashi person. Then you went into Rashi's camp. That's what you did. You're not satisfying the She'iltos at all. Whereas I thought that if you're continuing when you get to the mikveh and doing a little bit more of the chafifa, you're satisfying both Rashi and the She'iltos. But given that Rav Moshe takes it as a choice of Rashi or the She'iltos, what should you do? So Rav Moshe writes something fascinating. He says that, the shach that we said yesterday that quotes that Tshuvas Marshal, that if a woman is going to have to do like the She'iltos, then she should spend a sha'a achas on the chafifa. He says what that accomplishes is not just that it allays Rashi's fears and concerns, but it actually satisfies Shitas Rashi. Meaning Rashi's concern is Muhuma Labesa. Rashi would have no such concern if you agree to spend the Sha'a Achas. And then even Rashi would say, meaning Rashi Shita is not to do the Chafifa B'yom. Rashi Shita is not to ever be Mahuma Labesa. There are two ways to accomplish that. One way to accomplish that is Chafifa B'yom. The other way to accomplish that is by spending a full hour at night. So says Rav Moshe, if she's going to be Osek Sha'a Achas and not to be Mahuma Labesa, then it's Shari Afilu L'Rashi. And therefore he says, Vim Kain, Tov Yoser Lasos Ke'etze Zu, She'tavo Labesa Tvila, Kishe Yiftuchu Osa, V'tikva Shalotitbol Kodem L'Sha'a, Mishas K'nisasa L'Sham. Afim Yenidmalo Le'isha Mishkachas, She'chafahetev. That she should set a time limit, that it's going to be a full hour that she's going to spend on the Chafifa, even if after 35 minutes the mikvah lady says, come on, you're being ridiculous, you're totally clean, stop it already. And the woman doesn't even know what else to do anymore because she feels like she's totally clean, there's nothing else to do. Afal pikein, sha'achas. You set that sha'achas, and then Rashi is going to be happy. And then says Rav Moshe, but if she knows that sha'achas is so excessive, she doesn't need a sha'a shlema. She normally, she's done chafifas many times in her life already. She's, she's a woman, she's been married for 15, 20 years already. She knows the drill already. And normally the chafifa takes her, whatever it takes her, 25 minutes, a half hour max, is all it ever takes her. She doesn't rush and she does a good job all the time. So says Rav Moshe, v'im yodas she'ne tzricha sha'a shlema, ba'asher sh'regila lirchotz b'chol yom, ve'en la'saras aruchos. She bathes every day. It's not like she's taking off 3 inches of grime from her body and, she just came out of a mud bath or something. She's a woman who takes a shower every single day. Her hair is not so impossibly long. Tikva al kolpanim zman hayadua la. So it's a major cooler, Moshe saying. Tikva al kolpanim zman hayadua la shetucha lasos chafifa tova bimetinus below mihirus. A major kula. The shach says sha'achas. The marshal says sha'achas. Says Rav Moshe, she knows. She knows what it really takes. Whatever that amount of time is that it really takes, that should be her amount of time. It's just that it should be a predetermined amount of time. Meaning, no one would say, you could just tell the woman, okay, just don't rush. Meaning, that doesn't help. There's a chashash, muhuma lebesa. So you're going to tell her not to rush, but the concern is that she will rush. So no one would say that you could do that. But when the Shach says Shah Achas, says Ramosh, it's Lav Dafka Shah Achas. Shah Achas is something that would be good no matter how disgusting the woman is beforehand. But if it's a person who's generally a pretty clean person and they're not, and they know how long they actually need, so just take that amount of time, but make that your set amount of time. Make that your Zman Hayadu'ala, that she could do the Chafifa, and Shekodim Azman Shetikva Lo Titbol B'Shem Ofen. And if she thinks it's going to take her 35 minutes, and 25 minutes in she feels like she's done, still wait another 10 minutes. Don't go to the mikveh yet. And that way you'll be Yotzei both Shitas Rashi and the Shita of the She'iltos, Ka'atzas HaMarshal, says Rav Moshe. Now Rav Vosner and Shevet Alevi, which my Shevet Alevi is still in yeshiva, along with all my other svarim, but Rav Vosner in Shevet Alevi suggests b'shem the Chasam Sofer that even when starting Chafifa b'yom, you should spend an hour. Whoa! So Rav Moshe went in one direction, right? The pashtus is when you read the Shulchan Aruch is you need an hour if you're going to do like the Shiltos, and if you're not going to do like the Shiltos, just do normal, just do whatever it takes, right? Rav Moshe went in one direction and said, you know what? You don't even need an hour when you're going to do like the Shiltos. You just need whatever your hour is, whatever your amount of time is. Rav Vosner goes in the other direction. Even if you're going to do like Rashi, you need an hour. What the Marshal is being megalitas is that an hour gives you the most perfect Chafifa you could possibly have. And therefore, you should always try to spend an hour. He says, not always so practical, especially in large cities, because there aren't enough baths in the mikvaos to accommodate that. So he said, so it's super critical to start the Chafifa early, because we're not really going to be able to satisfy that idea of everyone doing an hour. So it's super critical that we follow the Minag Tov in Shulchan Aruch, at least, if we're not going to spend an hour to do the Minag Tov in Shulchan Aruch of starting the Chafifa early. And then Rav Vosner says, and that means if you're a Kailul guy, and it means leaving Second Seder early so you can watch the kids, so your wife can start the Chafifa early, that's what you got to do. You have to go home a little bit early in order to be able, because otherwise it's going to be impossible in Yerushalayim, in Bnei Brak, in places where they're in Lakewood, in Washington Heights, places where there are major kolulim, and there's a major young community. So how could you possibly have that there's going to be enough time for everyone to spend an hour at night doing chafifa? The mikvah is going to be overwhelmed. It's not going to be possible. So everyone should be makbid about this. I never asked Rav Shechter whether he suggests that kol guys should leave early to accommodate the minhag kosher that's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch for people who have young children and need someone to be watching them while the wife is bathing or preparing for the mikvah. I don't know, but that's what Rav Vosner suggests. It could be that in YU we're a little firmer than that, and we're not going to be mevatel the learning for that. I don't know. Okay, so that's what Rav Vosner suggests for Bnei Brak. So la halacha, we had very clearly that you do this minag kasher if you can. In Si'if Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch goes on to say that chal tevilasa b'motzoi Shabbos she'ef shalalach of miba'od yom, when she can't go do the chafifa miba'od yom because the tevila is a motzoi Shabbos, so tachof belel tevilasa. Then you just do straight she'iltos, says the Mechaber. You do the whole chafifa motzoi Shabbos. But comes along the Rama in the name of the tour, umikal makom minag yofahu she'tirchatz heitev be'erev Shabbos. He says it's a minag yafeh to really do the chafifa on Friday, and then on Motzai Shabbos tachzor v'tachov v'tisrok ma'at, meaning to say that if you were to follow the Mechaber and you were going to do like the She'iltos, so we require that anyone who does like the She'iltos has to do like the Marshal's understanding of how Rashi would be happy with the She'iltos, to spend a full hour or to spend a significant amount of time. But once we have this Rama that says that you could do the Chafifa on Erev Shabbos, so now it doesn't absolve you of a Chafifa on Motzai Shabbos, but it absolves you of an hour on Motzai Shabbos. And you're you're able to do a quicker chafifa matzoy Shabbos. And the Taz in Sifkatan Zayin over here writes nira da afle she'ilto sagi bahachi, that if you did a chafifa on erev Shabbos, even though the shiltos does not recommend that, he would agree that you don't need to do much on Motzai Shabbos. The Afal Pi Dilditu Ikra Chafifa Balaila, even though according to the Shiltos, the Ikra Chafifa is really at night. Vimkein Tzricha Loch of Harbe L'Chadchila, so really at night you're supposed to be spending a lot of time in doing a full Chafifa. Mikal Makom Modum Kanda Mahani Chafifa Darav Shabbos Letzareif La Chafifa Muetas Desagi Ba'achi. But the Shiltos is a practical, is going to be practical about it also. Chafifa is not magic. Chafifa is an honest-to-goodness effort to get rid of any chashash chatzitza. So if she's just done it on Erev Shabbos, there really isn't that much more left to do on Motzai Shabbos. So since there isn't that much more left to do, the Shiltos will be perfectly happy spending just a few minutes on Motzai Shabbos to make sure that you just cover whatever you haven't yet covered on Erev Shabbos. Because you don't have to make yourself crazy to go beyond what's actually reasonable. So that's the ha'ara that the Taz makes, that even the Shiltos would be satisfied with, and that's what we do la'alacha. I think that's what we always recommend. If a woman has a lel tevila matzoi Shabbos, we tell her to do chafif on Friday, and then again a quick do-over, a 10-minute do-over on matzoi Shabbos before going to the mikveh, and that's perfectly fine l'chadchila, bein l'rashi, bein l'shiltos. The Beis Hillel on the side of the Shulchan Aruch over here points out that the same is true for Motzai Tisha B'Av, right? If Halel Tevila is Motzai Tisha B'Av, you can't do Chafifa on Tisha B'Av either. So so she can also do the Chafifa on Erev Tisha B'Av, and then do a 10-minute do-over on Lel Yud B'Av. He also points out before that, the Beis Hillel writes, V'nira li duhu adin im lo haya baila bi'ir, uba bilayla, shelo haisa yada'as sheyavo bilayla, shumuteres lachuf bilayla v'litbol. He says that if a woman's husband surprises her, that he wasn't supposed to come back from his business trip on Monday night, he was supposed to come back on Wednesday night, let's say, and she could have gone to the mikveh Monday night, but she was thinking, I might as well wait, he's not going to be home till Wednesday night anyway. And then he shows up on Monday night, so she could do the entire chafifa bilayla. She doesn't have to, even though Rashi has this concern of mohum alabesa, you don't have to worry about it, she could do the chafifa bilayla, presumably spending either the Shah Achas or of Moshe's, whatever amount of time that may be, that's going to be necessary. Another ha'ara, the Darkei Tshuva quotes a Teferes Tzvi, that there's a special heter for Shabbos, that this whole thing is Dafka's special heter for Shabbos. But an ones ba'akroi l'chud, uli isha achas lo sagi chafifas laila. He says that the fact that the Shulchan Aruch says that when her tevila is Motzai Shabbos, she could do the entire chafifa Motzai Shabbos, that's because Shabbos is a universal condition that all people have. So because it's a universal condition that applies to all people, so then you could take advantage of that, and you could be mekel and do like the Shiltos and do the entire chafifa Motzai Shabbos. But says the Darkei Tshuva, Sivkat Mechav Dalid, if it's just some situation that happened to you, against the Beis Hillel, he's saying, if it's just some situation that happened to you, you cannot do a chafifa completely at night. The other common circumstance is the Sif Hei, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Nizdamnila Tvila Bilel Shabbos, so then Tachav Beyom, right? Then it's Yevshar, then the Shiltos agrees to Rashi that you would have to do the Chafifa Beyom. Darkei Tshuva points out that she will still certainly need an Iyun Begufa Bishas Tvila, meaning normally the Iyun Begufa happens around the same time as the Chafifa, but over here you'd be able to separate them out. And you would say, let her do the Iyun Begufa at the time of the Tevila, And the chafifa will have all been done on Erev Shabbos. As a practical matter, this does come up a lot, obviously, that women go to the mikveh on Friday night. And you would think that to satisfy the shiltos, the best thing to do is to do the chafifa as close to Shabbos as possible, because the take of the chafifa tevila is a major concern of the shiltos. But that's not always practical. Meaning, a lot of times life gets really, really busy right before tevila, right before Shabbos, rather. And let's say her kids are in school till 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon. Shabbos starts at 4:10 or something. Kids are all going to be coming home at 1 o'clock. The hours between 1 o'clock and 4:10 are absolutely chaotic. So in those circumstances, we recommend that she do the chafifa in the morning while the kids are at school, and then even though that means that she's separating the chafifa from the tevila by a few hours, but that's still the better option in those circumstances. What did Simon put over here? What does a woman do if her tefillah is on Friday night? She didn't do her chafifa on Erev Shabbos. Then she goes Matzai Shabbos. Meaning, if you didn't do a chafifa, you can't go to the mikveh without having done a chafifa. I think we're going to get to that, right? That's, if she didn't do a chafifa. Okay. All right, let's stop there. And Be'ezras Hashem, next time we'll go through Sivav. There's a lot to say on Sivav. You gotta really see the sugya, I guess. How would I tell you to attack this? Just take a look at the Beis Yosef, where he has a whole discussion with the Ravid over there in Sivav. That's going to take a little while, and then we'll get into the sugya and the Samach Vavam Beis about a woman finding something after the tevila and what exactly she needs to know in order to assume that the tevila was okay when she finds something on herself after the tevila. So there's an important Tosos over there that gives three answers to a stira between a Gemara and Chulin and a Gemara and Nida. And the Rambam seems to have a different answer than Tosos does. So, okay, well, Bli Nedar, we'll get into all of that. I think we're going to be on our regular schedule this week. So it means no shir tomorrow, but yes, shir on Wednesday and Thursday. Okay? All right. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you.